And it's only when you or something goes wrong with your phone that you realise how absolutely crucial they are. So my phone has come up with, I should have dealt with this earlier. So it had a green flashy screen. Now it's gone completely green. I've got no access to anything. And you suddenly think everything's on there, all my WhatsApp groups, everything. So I'm in the midst of a smartphone drama at the moment. Our phones are full of them, apps, aren't they? Sometimes too many. How do you keep a track of them? And most importantly, who has access to all that sensitive data, which is on our smartphones? Should we be thinking more before we install an app? Let's talk now to Fevzi Turkalp, who's the editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast, who joins me now. This is the thing, isn't it, Fevzi? Sometimes we just stick an app on and we don't really think about it. Thinking about my phone, I've got loads of apps on there that I just don't use anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of tend to like shiny baubles, and if it's free, it must be a good thing. But actually, no, that app is costing you a lot. It's costing you space, storage space. It's costing you processing time, so it's going to kill your battery quicker. But perhaps most importantly, every app that you install has permissions, which are not negotiable. You either accept them all or you don't have the app. And those permissions allow the app to access certain aspects of your phone. So it can be the camera, the microphone, your contact list, your location, all sorts of permissions. And sometimes, of course, those permissions are needed. So if you've got a sat-nav app, of course it needs to know your location. But does a game really need access to your contact list, for example, or indeed your location? So you need to look at that. And it's worth, I mean, with regard to the apps, what I would say is if you haven't used it for 3 months, consider deleting it, uninstalling it. Make sure that if it's got any data in it that you back that up, but get rid of it. It just have a spring clean and maybe spend, sit down for half an hour one day and then maybe 5 minutes a month after that just to review what's on your phone and whether it's earning its space.
Well, this is it, isn't it? This time of year, we're often thinking about spring cleaning the house, but not spring cleaning something that we use all the time, and that's our phone.
Yeah, and we live in our phones. So actually, you know, when you do your house, you should be doing your phone as well. It's arguably more important than your physical space in that regard.
It's interesting as well. A lot of people don't even think before they add an app to their phone. Should we be a bit more cautious and having a look about what permissions we're actually giving?
Yeah, and also, do we really need the app? And if we thought we need it and we haven't used it, uninstall it. I think we should. You know, some of these apps are tantamount to spyware, and you know what they say. You know, if you're not paying for the meal, you're probably on the menu, right? So they are just using these apps as a way of sucking up information about you. And who is it you're sharing with? Do you have any idea whose app that is? What country they're in? You know. Do you really want to entrust it? So I would say, both in terms of security, but also in terms of just working effectively, you know, declutter, get rid of the things that you don't use every day. If you've deleted something that you turn out to need, you can always reinstall it. It's not like throwing it away permanently. It will stay as a purchase or a free download from your app store, be it the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, and you can always re-download it.
I think a lot of people as well, so I've not got access to my phone at the moment. It's gone terribly wrong. And it's only when that happens you realise how important all the stuff that's on it is to you. So how do we make sure that that is protected if we lose our phone, if our phone gets broken? What should we be doing?
Yeah, so if you take away one thing from this segment, it is to make sure that you back up your phone. And ideally, you back it up in a way which is automatic and doesn't rely on you remembering. The other day, I was doing an iPad update, simple Apple update, wasn't anything third party or strange. It killed my iPad. I just had to wipe it and lost everything on it. Luckily, I had a backup that was 2 weeks old. Had I not done that, I probably would have lost over a year because I hadn't backed up for a year and I didn't notice I hadn't backed up for a year. So many devices, it slipped my mind. So in terms of backup, you've got two choices. You either back up into the cloud, which means just keeping a copy of what's on your phone on the internet, on computers that you access, you know, that way. And those can be set up to back up all or parts of your phone automatically as the day progresses, and that's a really good thing. If you want to be belt and braces, you could also do a local backup, and what that means is copying the files from your phone onto a computer if you have one, so a Windows PC or a Mac. You can do a a backup of all or some of it that way. And that way you've got a fighting chance. And just think, certain things, you know, your contact list, your notes, photos of people that maybe aren't even with us anymore that will be lost forever if you don't have a backup. And you're literally carrying around these things in your pocket or in your bag, and they could be gone forever. And that's the mental exercise. Think about what's on your phone, have a look what's on it, and what would happen if that wasn't there today, if it just disappeared. What would be the result?
And how easy is it to do these backups? So you mentioned the iCloud. Is that sort of something that you have to instigate, or does it happen automatically? For those that don't know, how would they do that?
So you can switch on iCloud backup, so it's in the settings. So you go settings, and then you click on the picture of yourself or the icon representing you, and then you go into iCloud, and then you go iCloud backup, and you can select all of it or some of it. And the problem is sometimes you only get, with an iPhone, for example, you get 5 gigabytes free of cloud storage, which is not enough for a full backup of a phone. You can pay more. You can pay 99p a month or £2.99 a month or even £8.99 a month, depending on your needs. But I would say, even if you don't do more than the free tier, and this applies to Google Android phones as well, still choose the most essential things. Sometimes the most critical things, like your contact list, don't take up very much data at all. The photos you might want to back up onto, you know, your computer, it might, you know, if you don't have enough space, all those photos and videos and the messaging app messages that contain images and videos, they take up a lot of space, and they tend to just accumulate over the years, and they grow into this, you know, it's a bit like the fat burgers that sort of grow in our sewers. It just keeps growing and growing, and we don't realize until it's too late. So you can be selective with cloud backups. The benefit of cloud backups is that they can be set to happen automatically. And that's really good, because forgetting is one of the worst things. But I would just diarize and say, once a week or at least once a month, just do a local backup. Connect your phone with a wire to your computer. If you're an Apple user, use, you know, the iTunes app and just copy it all across, or just copy it selectively what you want to back up.
And actually, a lot of these messaging, you know, things like WhatsApp, you end up with reams of messages on there. Should you be clearing those as well?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't need them for record, you know, even if you do, you know, you can sometimes just screenshot the essential stuff and get rid of the rest. But sometimes it's just full of dross that people have sent you, and you're never going to look at it again. It's just clogging up your phone. So that's what I mean by spring clean. And you need to be a little bit firm. it's you know, it's like editing. I mean, you know, when you've edited audio, it's always hard to edit your own recording, but when you've done it, you will almost always think, oh, it's much better now. So the process can be difficult, but the results are beneficial.
Well, some great sound advice. Thank you so much for joining us. So sound advice on a spring clean of your smartphone.